The grant's designed to get young people interested in hunting and fishing. United Sportsmen of Wisconsin Foundation was the only applicant for the narrowly written grant, which by law must be awarded next Tuesday. Jennifer Geekrich from the League of Conservation Voters questioned whether United Sportsmen is the most qualified to receive what will be the DNR's biggest grant to an outside group next year.
They do not have experience with firearm safety, and they do not have a history of working directly with hunters.
The president of the group seeking the grant answered questions from an advisory committee by phone. United Sportsmen president Andy Pansloff said they would be a liaison, which would bring existing sports groups together to promote hunting and fishing.
They already have a lot of systems in place. We do not want to completely reinvent the wheel. We want to augment their goals.
A former DNR employee familiar with grant proposals criticized the lack of transparency in designing and awarding taxpayer funds. Thomas Thorson teaches hunter education and would like to get more youth interested in outdoor sports.
The goal is very good for this grant, but the process does not pass in the smell test, and that's a concern.
The grant was first reported by the Journal Sentinel newspaper. It said the grant proposal was approved by the legislature's budget writing committee and was written by Republican Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter and Representative Dan Lemahieu. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.